2024 Silverado 1500 LTZ with trade-in of select Chevy models. Plus, purchase any vehicle. Get 5 free-throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. Come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
KVUE News Time is 8:28. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today, and our focus is the Boys and Girls Club, and specifically getting kids involved here with summer programming through the Boys and Girls Club. We've got Whitney Johnson, who's the area director, and Andre Maupin, who's a unit director, joining us here in studio. Whitney, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Go ahead and move that microphone as much as you hate to. Go ahead and move it a little closer there. All right. Yeah. Andre, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Outstanding. So far, so good. So far, so good. I got to ask here, Whitney, how are things? Here, twist that just a touch. There you go. All right. How are things going right now with Boys and Girls Club? Obviously, we're past the spring break mile marker. End of the regular season's pretty much in sight now. So how are things going?
Things are going really well. We are really focusing a lot on getting our summer kicked off and starting to open our enrollment here soon. And we're just really kind of trying to build up those community partners that that we're finding here and there and everywhere. So
good deal. When does registration officially get started?
We are looking to open registration around the beginning of April.
Okay.
We are pushing back just a little bit, just as we're trying to make sure that everything is set up officially online so that we don't run any speed bumps as everybody's trying to enroll. But they should be opening probably that first week of April.
Okay. So how will folks be able to register here within the next week or so?
As we open, we will be sending information home with parents of kids who are already in Boys and Girls Club. We plan to send home information with all of the school kids, hopefully.
Yep.
And then as you know, that will of course have the information to log in, but everybody is more than welcome to just go to our website. It's bgcsck.org.
BGCSCK.org.
A lot of letters, yep.
That's all right. We can figure that out. Okay. And how much does it cost to register?
So right now, our summer registration is $350 per month.
Okay.
And they can pay monthly.
Got it.
And okay. That's just for the summer program.
Got it. Understood. Let's talk about, you know, while you're doing that, you mentioned here about the search for community partnerships.
Yes.
What is involved in being a community partner with the Boys and Girls Club, and how does that wind up helping out what you're doing right now with the kids?
So right now we are really trying to build up that engagement portion with the community. Right now we're looking for anywhere from local entrepreneurs and businesses that would like to come in and do any type of demonstration, give kids tours, show them how their companies work. We're also looking to the university. We've had a lot of communication with different partners and departments over there, and really just trying to focus on showing the kids all the different things just about their community and also how engaged their community is in their growth as they grow within Emporia.
Outstanding. Let's bring in Unit Director Andre Maupin, in, who is Unit Director over at Walnut.
Yes.
So,
and Willamette White.
Willamette White, too. Okay, yeah. Good deal. Well, let's talk a bit about some of the different things that you're already doing with the kids. This is kind of because this replaced, if memory serves me correctly, the Rec Extra program that the USD had been going with Emporia Recreation Commission. So what are some of the different things that you're doing with the kids after school?
Well, we have certain programs that we run per Boys and Girls Club. So we got different things from like triple play, where we'll, you know, do a group game in a gym. We have homework help. Or we do things that's homework-based, so, you know, game-based, math, reading, all that kind of things. We've done some STEM projects with, you know, buildings, seeing how far you can build. We're working on doing, like, experiments and things like that. Just kind of trying to build a family and just make success.
Gotcha. How many students do you have at the schools right now? Maybe the schools that you're involved with. Let me just ask.
At William Allen Wyatt, we have 67, and I believe at Walnut, we have 84.
Wow.
846. Yeah.
Gotcha. So let me ask you, Whitney, then, when you got that many students after school, how do you staff that? Because I know you probably have maybe one of the things that you're needing is maybe some staffing, too.
We've had a very big boom in staff Just in the last couple of months. I took on this position back in December, and we really went into the new year with the mission to get fully staffed, especially when we're talking about our part-time staff members, or we refer to them as YDPs. And their job is to really just be in there working one-on-one, well, not one-on-one, but one to a group with our kiddos and leading and facilitating the different programs that we're running. Right now, we are still on the hunt for a unit director, but we've definitely done a tremendous job of filling those positions and getting all of our staff up to par. And we're really looking forward to moving forward and focusing on kind of building up that community now.
Right. I'm going to ask you both this, and Whitney, I'll start with you because you're the area director. Kind of what you see or what you hear from your unit directors and other staff about how students have, you know, some of the different skills that they're building and some of the maybe the slow transformations that you see here with the students or what you're hearing from them.
Yeah. So a lot of our unit directors, and I've served as a unit director before this, so we really see a lot of these kids coming in, you know, they're ready for their day to be over at 3:05 and they've got another couple hours with us. Yeah. So we do have our moments where we're redirecting.
Sure.
But honestly, when we get into those program spaces and we start to focus more on the developmental side of things, you know, triple play, it's all about learning new skills that are physical skills. We've got a couple of really fun soccer units. We've had a lot of fun yoga units that we didn't think were going to be a hit. And now we've got kids requesting them. You know, we've got a Smart Moves program that really focuses on social emotional awareness and well-being. And it gives us a chance to really get the kids to talk in just a very fun-filled way where they don't feel that it's you know, a hard thing that they have to finish and do. But we get to be very creative about it, and they get to use, you know, their imaginations and creativity to really, you know, promote themselves and just get what they're feeling out there. And so we've seen a lot of just growth in that way of them understanding some of those emotions and things that they're trying to, you know, purvey to us that
gotcha.
That are working around.
Good. Now for folks that maybe heard Andre's name, and you go back a few years, Andre was actually a wide receiver for the Emporia State football team. And this is actually back in the time I think Ron and I were both on the broadcasts here a few years ago.
Yeah, a few.
So talk about how you went from, I guess, the Emporia State football team and kind of what your plans were then to kind of where you're at right now and helping kids in the way that you are.
Well, I moved to Arizona, and I was running a before and after school program with RAMDM then. So I was kind of going for that line. I really wanted to do something with recreation as far as like a community, being for a rec center or government recreation, you know, for all the sports programming. But we ended up moving back here, and my old supervisor when I was working at Riverside showed me the posting for the Boys and Girls Club and was like, hey, I think you should apply for this. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I applied it and ended up getting it. So
nice.
It was good to you know, get on.
Right. What are you seeing? Because, I mean, you're with the kids on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
You see a couple of my kids over at Walnut, as a matter of fact. What are you seeing here from the kids as they go through the program and they grow and develop?
First off, starting off, you know, when we first started off last year, it was a little rough, you know, with staffing and things. But now I'm seeing that they're kind of buying into the programs. They know that we are running them for a specific reason, so we can, you know, what I say, make them better human beings. And I've seen it, you know, at both schools and other schools that they're kind of been a little bit nicer to their friends because, you know, they jump down their throat without figuring out what's going on. So I'm seeing a little bit of that. It's progress. And you know, just saying little things like please and thank you.
Sure.
You know, so you don't feel like anybody owes you anything, you should say thank you.
Yeah, so those little skills.
Little skills, yeah. That's the way I feel it's going to make them be better people.
Good deal. And Whitney, I was going to ask you, too, about this, and you kind of mentioned about, you know, the focus here on those other skills. It's not just, you know, here, we're going to have the kids for a couple of hours and they're just going to run around and that's that for that. How important is it for parents to realize that you've got kind of a structured program with certain set goals for recreation, for human interaction, you know, those soft skills? How important is it for parents to realize what you're doing?
Well, I think that just having parents know that we're not just a regular old after-school care facility makes a huge difference. You know, we do have goals and objectives, and when the kiddos come home with things that they've done or accomplished throughout the day, it's nice to see those parents getting involved on the other side of that and say, you know, and wanting to know what those things were. I think going into this school year, these last couple school years, and going from that transition from a local rec program to Boys and Girls Club has been a tremendous change in what parents are expecting to get out of it. I think especially last year they came in kind of thinking, well, this is just the same old, and they're going to run. And coming into this school year, especially going forward from here, we're really going to promote those programs and working with our families instead of beside them and try to gain a little bit better communication.
Okay, sounds good. Speaking of communication, how can community partners who are hearing this, you know, interview and they're interested in what you have to do or how they can help, how do those community partners reach out to you?
My email is wjohnson@bgcsck.org. I'm more than happy to. I've always got it on me, and I'm always answering emails. I'm really excited to get more of those partnerships this summer. And if you don't reach out to me, I will probably be reaching out to you.
Understood. And then we're looking at probably early next week then for the registration information to get out.
That is our big goal, biggest goal for the rest of the month.
Outstanding. All right. Whitney, anything else you wanted to add before we wrap things up here this morning?
Just that we would love to see as many kids as we can this summer and get that program filled. We've got lots of great things planned. And hopefully a lot of field trips coming up. So
sounds good.
Be a big one.
Andre, how about you? Anything else you
want to add? Wanted to say that really quick that we've seen a lot more, like Whitney was saying, with us coming in after the Rec Extra program, it was kind of like, oh, it's going to be another thing with them, you know, no structure, just running around. But I get a lot of compliments from staff and students and parents that it's so much better than that because it's more structured and they actually feel like that they have a responsibility and not really rules, but expectations to follow.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Well, if you'd like more information about the Boys and Girls Club of South Central Kansas, the website address is bgcsck.org. Again, registration for the summer months starting up here as soon as next week. Whitney, Andre, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck here. Come back in and let us know how things are going.
We definitely will. Thank you.
We'll do.
Whitney Johnson, Andre Maupin, our guests here on the Newsmaker 2 segment here today. And if you want to be on the morning show, just let us know, 620-342-1400, or you can always email us, kvue@kvue.com.
Thank you, Chuck. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. Good morning. It's 840.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major leadership shakeup at embattled Boeing. The CEO, Dave Calhoun, is resigning at the end of